Canadian singer Gordon Lightfoot died Monday night at a Toronto hospital. He was 84 years old. The singer toured for years, even after suffering serious health problems. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Gordon Lightfoot hailed from a tiny town in Ontario, and he wrote songs about Canadian wildlife, weather, streets, and perhaps most famously, a maritime disaster.
The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Gordon Lightfoot was a romantic.
Robert Everett Green covered music for the Toronto Globe and Mail.
As he's singing it, you're getting the very strong sense that not only is one ship going down, but his whole way of life is disappearing.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours?
Gordon Lightfoot first made his name in Toronto's coffeehouse scene, where he impressed folk music stars Ian and Sylvia. Lightfoot himself found international fame in 1971 with a song called If You Could Read My Mind.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet.
Critic Robert Everett Green says you can hear some of Lightfoot's favorite themes, loss, longing, and nostalgia, in If You Could Read My Mind.
Which is a paradoxical piece because it's a song about inarticulateness, but somehow it really makes an amazing kind of case. Here's someone who really can't say what he wants to say, and yet by singing about that inability, he connects.
Everett Green says Lightfoot's raspy, regretful voice perfectly complements his hinterland's image.
In fact, there was a great photograph of Lightfoot from the prime of his career, and he's wearing a lumberjack shirt, and he's got his arms crossed, and he looks like he's just about to reach for the axe to start going out and selling that Douglas fir or whatever.
She's by Naughty Pine, she leaves with the wind, she cries turpentine, ain't that nice?
Gordon Lightfoot never quite displayed the range or inventiveness of contemporaries like Bob Dylan or Joni Mitchell, but some fans found the consistency of his wistful ballads reassuring. Everett Green says Gordon Lightfoot's best songs described a fading world.
You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. That's not something that looks like it's a good thing for him. It was something that looked like a bad thing, that the freights crossing the prairie with that great sort of lonely moaning whistle sound have been obliterated by jet travel and the shrinking of spaces and the invasion, I guess, of the hinterland that formerly was one of Canada's strengths.
You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain.
Gordon Lightfoot recorded over 400 songs about what he loved and what he missed. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.